Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven issued the following statement after Seth Arndorfer, the CEO of the Dakota Carrier Network, has been appointed to the Federal Communications Commission Agriculture Task Force, which is responsible for helping to ensure that farmers and ranchers have the connectivity necessary to utilize precision agriculture.
As the leader of Dakota Carrier Network, Seth is a great choice for this FCC Ag Task Force, which is all about making sure that there's broadband throughout rural America. And DCN has been an absolute leader in deploying that rural broadband. So he knows this better than anyone and will do a great job.
As the median age for American farmers creeps up to 58, the agriculture industry is confronting a demographics crisis. 75% of American farmers say they plan to retire within the next 15 years. As a result, an estimated 33% of American farmland will transfer ownership in that time. But there's currently not enough young farmers and ranchers ready to take over. For every farmer under the age of 35, there are six older than 65. That is according to the National Farmers Union President, Roger Johnson.
We are facing a seismic shift in agriculture in the coming years. Many of today's farmers won't be in the field in 10 or 15 years. When they retire, we need to ensure that there are plenty of qualified and well-equipped beginning farmers ready to take their place.
NFU says the scarcity of young and beginning farmers is not due to a lack of interest. Rather, it's due to immense barriers of entry, including the difficulty of acquiring land, high upfront costs, student loans, and a steep learning curve. In response to those challenges, NFU introduced Growing for the Future, a free online conference for beginning farmers and ranchers.
We are desperately in need of a new generation of American farmers, but between financial and technical challenges, it's never been harder to get started in this profession. That's why National Farmers Union is working to make the tools and resources that aspiring farmers need to succeed in agriculture as easily accessible as possible. Growing for the Future can be viewed at any time from any location and at no cost.
More than 3,000 farmers have participated in the program since its introduction back in 2016. For more information, you can visit their website at nfu.org. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.